this is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. World powers say they support lifting a UN arms embargo on Libya. Secretary of State John Kerry announced the decision following a multi-nation meeting chaired by the United States and Italy.
The international community will support the Presidency Council as it seeks exemption from the UN arms embargo to acquire those weapons and bullets needed to fight Daesh and other terrorist groups.
The move could help the new Libyan government reduce internal security threats and fight the Islamic State group. Dominican Republic President Danilo Medina appears set to win a second term in office. Preliminary returns from Sunday's election give him enough votes to avoid a runoff. Early returns give him about 62% of the vote so far. Reuters is reporting that six people were shot and killed after the polls closed as party activists became impatient at the slow pace of vote counting. The president-elect of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, says he will ask Congress to bring back the death penalty as a punishment for crimes including rape, robbery, murder, and drug trafficking.
Heinous crime committed with a license for arms must be death. Rape plus death of a victim must be death penalty.
Duterte told reporters his preferred method for execution would be hanging. Islamic State militants have returned to using vehicle-borne improvised explosive devices for a bombing campaign in Baghdad and elsewhere in Iraq. The terrorist group staged five attacks on Sunday, including one at a natural gas facility north of the capital. Officials say the attacks left more than 100 Iraqis dead. This is VOA News. The foreign ministers of Russia and Belarus say their governments will jointly develop a military response to the European deployments of a missile shield. Russia calls the U.S.-designed shield a threat to global security. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko has bestowed the honorary title of People's Artist of Ukraine on the singer Jamala. Jamala got a surprise victory over a Russian competitor in last week's Eurovision contest. The president also said he had asked the country's Ministry of Foreign Affairs to nominate the 33-year-old performer as a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador. Jamala sung the song 1944, which laments the Soviet wartime deportations of ethnic Tatars from the Crimean Peninsula. Turkey went on high alert Monday after intelligence officials warned of possible imminent Islamic State bombing attacks. The alert comes as Turks prepare to celebrate a national holiday. According to a report in a newspaper, Turkish intelligence sent a confidential warning to police departments asking them to take additional security and safety measures. Nigeria's military says it has arrested members of a militant group calling itself the Niger Delta Avengers. The group says it is behind attacks on oil facilities and has vowed to damage the economy. Chris Stein reports.
The Nigerian military gave no further details about the arrest of members of the group, which says it was behind attacks on pipelines and offshore platforms. Those incidents have cut Nigeria's crude oil production by more than 500,000 barrels per day. On its website, the group lists a range of demands, including an extension of an amnesty program and the cleanup of areas polluted by oil spills. If they do not get their way, they threaten to zero the economy. Chris Stein, Lagos.
The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to hear a challenge to the Obamacare provision requiring employers to pay for birth control for female workers, tossing the issue back to the lower courts. The court on Monday unanimously refused to take a stand either in favor of or against the provision. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton are stressing economic issues as they try to win votes ahead of Tuesday's Democratic presidential primaries in Oregon and Kentucky. The two states have a similar number of delegates at stake, with 74 in Oregon and 61 in Kentucky. Donald Trump says he may end up having a bad relationship with British Prime Minister David Cameron. He reached that conclusion after Mr. Cameron called Trump divisive, stupid, and wrong for proposing a temporary ban on Muslims entering the United States. The British leader also said, though, that anyone who wins a major political party presidential nomination in the United States deserves respect. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.